Okay. Okay. Beim shachach shel Shabbos v'nisker kodem shehisro hatov hametiv. Lorenzen, if you're looking for the page, it's Simon Kuf Peches. Sif 7B. So 188 7B. Okay. So he says, Im Shachach Shal Shabbos Nizkom Shishka Tov HaMeitiv Kolo Rosh Chodesh Im Shabbos. So even though he said that Rosh Chodesh is not doesn't get a full bracha, but if it happens to come out on Shabbos, you say V'yomer Shinasin Shabbos Lemnuch Rosh Chodesh Lezikaron. Now that's if you remember it in time. But if you already started the fourth bracha, close of the Rosh Berachos Hamazon or Maskar Shal Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and you go back to Brachim, and you say Shabbos, and you say Yalav Yalav Rosh Chodesh.
Did you go back in the middle of the bracha
or did you stop?
What do you mean? Fourth bracha, stop right
where you are. Yeah, you stop where you are. Well, right. Okay, v'yesh, because then you'd be saying it out of order. V'yesh mi she'omer shim shachach shal Shabbos Rosh Chodesh v'nisker kodem shes hatov ha'metiv. Those say if you forgot Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, and you remember before hatov ha'metiv, omer shenas shabos limlucha, v'roshe chadashim lezikaron, v'chos mishal Shabbos v'ein achos mishal Rosh Chodesh. Since Rosh Chodesh doesn't take its own chasima, the chasima would just be one of Shabbos, right? Right, Mekadesh HaShabbos, and no mention of Yom HaZikaron. Or not Yom HaZikaron, well, I don't know, whatever the Lush is. Rosh Chodesh. Okay, who did we lose? We lost Lorenzen. Okay, let's go to Mishnah Berurah Chaf Tes. David, dropping like flies.
No,
you lost me when I was calling somebody. Or was in the middle of talking, I got lost? Really? Oh, okay, maybe it was a dead spot over here. Was everybody get kicked out? Okay, so we're just missing David now. Okay, now Chavtas Mishabura. Im Shachach Shal Shabbos, right? Or Gam Shal Shabbos, right? So then we say, Kaftar Chlomer Gam, Lechena Girsa Mishal Chanar Shal Olas Tamid. That's the proper Girsa. If you only forgot Shabbos, remember to say Yalav Yavo benching on Rosh Chodesh. Bavade in Tzarech Lichol Gam Shal Rosh Chodesh Bracha Zu. So then you certainly don't add Rosh Chodesh in because you already said Yalav Yavo. Keep it shvarez Rosh Chodesh Yalav Yavo. Kol Malkin Lo Nisra Li Achash Posko Vameitiv Mechoz Al Rosh Birchas Hamazon. But if you're going back to the beginning of benching, right, so this sort of answers your question, right? You know, from the peanut gallery in the back of the car here, you know, so the question was, do you finish the fourth bracha before you go back? So in light of the fact that we're saying now is that if you leave out Ritzei and you start the fourth bracha, your first brachas are mamish as if you didn't say them at all. So just saying the fourth bracha at that point does no does nothing for you. Okay. Now let's see. Okay, Lamed. Ein achosim b'shal Rosh Chodesh. You don't conclude with Rosh Chodesh. So he says, Kidleel. like we said before, there's no chasima for Rosh Chodesh, lechasim for Rosh Chodesh. Yafagav dehacha masber shem v'chasima b'lavim shem Shabbos. Even though we're going to say Baruch Atah Hashem v'kadosh Shabbos, right? So throw in the Rosh Chodesh part, right? We call malchim enu kedai lahaskir that askaras Hashem hu al shneihem, because you'd be saying Hashem's name for both pieces of the chasima. And again, we don't like gratuitously throwing something in that doesn't have to be thrown in. However, that's the Shulchan Aruch's opinion, right? The Achronim seem to say that you do say Rosh Chodesh. Right? So we would throw it in because there are plenty of poskim who hold you're supposed to say chasim anyway Rosh Chodesh. Right, so we don't do that. Even though we don't do that, we're already saying chasim for Shabbos. Okay, let's go to. Is there any berachas here? Dots and stars. The Shabbos. Okay, no. Okay, Ches. The Uda Shalishis. The Shabbos Dinuk Rosh Chodesh, right? Remember, we had talked about this. What do you do with, if you forget Ritzei on Shalosh Udas? So we already said, there are sheets that old. You don't have to actually have bread. So, therefore, Shulchan Aruch says, like Rosh Chodesh. Right? And look at Lamed Alf. Dinuk Rosh Chodesh. If you don't go back, right, if you start at the fourth bracha, right, there are those opinions, as we'll see when we get to Shalosh Shudas, that you don't actually have to have bread. Even though we don't paskin that way. Now, by the way, for all those who say, you can be yotze with mizonos, and you can be yotze with, fruit or whatever, and certainly those say you can be yotze with divrei Torah, right? The lashon of the Mishnah Berurah over here is that the lashon she'ein divreihem ikker. That's not the ikker opinion. Okay, mikol malkam yesh lachas of divreihem shlo lichlo nisavik bracha levatala. But to go ahead and say that, I guess if you start with the fourth bracha. Right, we don't want you to go back and repeat anything because of that opinion. You got a whole issue. You'd have to repeat, the first three brachas of benching. So therefore, we're choshers for that purpose only. Right, there's no issue for having shalosh shudas on yontif because we don't paskin that you really need to do that. And he says, right? It's only to have more than two meals on Yontif. Now, again, there are those who do disagree. I think the Rambam holds you have to have three meals on Yontif, but we don't pass in that way. We're not going to tell you to repeat benching, but we are going to tell you to do the supplementary blessing if you remember in the right time. Just like in Rosh Chodesh, you don't need to, to bench. You don't need to wash, right? But for Rosh Chodesh, we say if you forget Yalav Yavo, you go ahead and you say the supplemental blessing if you remember. Okay, so let's go to the Bir Alachas Suda Shlishis. Aval Shtei Sudas Arishonos Bevadei Chayim Patskadam. Everyone agrees that the first two meals can only be done with bread. The Haksi V'Karas L'Shabbos Oneg V'Einon Gebelo Pas. You can't have Oneg without bread. V'Tosis Rabbeinu Yehuda Al Brach Zizdua Din B'Yom Tov D'Ksibo Simcha V'Ein Zeh Belo Lechem. Right, same as Yontif, because you need to have bread. David, I'm not sure. We'll send you the recording afterwards, David.
Sorry, no problem.
So you'll be able to pick up whatever you chazer and pick up whatever you missed. Okay. Halacha tes. All right, it's a few lines of Shulchan Aruch with no. No, do we have another Beralacha here? Yes, we have another Beralacha. Meshabas Dinak Rosh Chodesh. So, next Beralacha 186. I am Mishabu Mashka Sav Dimlo Hiskal Dayan Brechazov Ame Tevon Baruch Shinal San Rosh Chodesh. If you did not start the fourth Bracha, even though you're not obligated to go back and repeat benching, we still want you to say that supplementary compensatory blessing. So does that mean also that we don't do the chasima, right? Or does the fact that it's Shabbos, right? We say the full bracha with the chasima. So he says, he also the time of cut and zayin. So right, that's the mug of Ramlashita. So that any time you don't have a obligation to repeat benching for omitting something, you don't do a chasima either. So he says, "Achein lefi mashkasav l'shem b'shem and nahar shalom the inner tolik klal zibazeh they're not tied to each other. Dafkei rosh chodesh mesabklei the Talmud yichasim b'shum d'lo chashiva yom akuli haylik v'ala bracha brachim osam b'sichah chasima." Right? It's only rosh chodesh is the one that's unique, and not because it's not a repeatable offense. It's unique because rosh chodesh is not the same level of Shabbos and Yom Tov. And that's why maybe it's different, right? But Shabbos is Shabbos, and therefore it should take the chasima as well, even if there's no obligation to repeat benching. We're not going to tell you to go back and repeat benching if you got ritzei by Shalosh Shodesh. We call Malkam Yom Shabbos, Bevadei Chashiva, right? But Shabbos is Shabbos. It's Chashiv. Kanesha Kodem Shepasuk Betova Meit. Tzarachlam Asher Nosan. The psicha of a chasima, and therefore you say the entire thing, including the chasima, the prat pesu, the gimel, the mikra, the kfar pas, the chabris, and reisha yosef hey, the chiv adafka pas, right? Shulchan Aruch paskins that the chiv is with bread, so really you should be repeating benching. We just are choshes for those other opinions. Achach matzos bin arashalom siv zeh shigamu mitzad the kidvarenu. Okay, now halacha test. It's a long halacha sort of, but it's got no mishabur. Three people ate together, and they forgot to say Ritzei and Yalav Yavo. They were already Yotzei Zimun, right? Now that's a fascinating idea, right? They're Yotzei Zimun, but they're not Yotzei benching. So, right, when we get to Zimun, we'll see how that plays itself out. But it's interesting, there's no commentary on this here, no Mishabura. Right, but it's you can be Yotzei Zima, just like Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, if you forget Yal V'Yav on Rosh Chodesh, right, Rosh Chodesh morning, and you have to repeat. So he says you do get credit for, the first Shemona Esrei for part of your Mea Brachos. So sometimes it doesn't count, but it doesn't mean that these are necessarily Bracha Levatalas. So okay. Is something to keep in mind as we go along. Okay, Yud, Hayochel v'yotze Shabbos. Mask for Shabbos, Berachos HaMazon. You're eating and Shabbos is over. Right? So, very often in camps, yeshivas, certainly in the Hasidic world by Atish, right, they bench Shabbos is long over. For, what was it, the Rav Dessler story where the guy would go ahead and record Rav Dessler Shiur Mamatz Shabbos because he would, say Baruch Hamavdil, and the shir, the shmooze was well after Tzeis, right? So you have people, if you're eating and it's after Shabbos, so you still say Ritzei. That was Lina and Basar, Haskalas HaSuda. You go after when the Suda started. Udin the Rosh Chodesh, Purim and Chanukah. The same is true for Rosh Chodesh, Purim and Chanukah, right? So we know that most people's Purim Suda goes on well after Tzeis, right? They're supposed to start, get Rover the Suda in before Shkia. But the Suda goes on after Tzeis, and yet you will still say Al Hanisim, right? It's the same is true with Rosh Chodesh, right? We'll see the conflict that we have when it comes to the issue of, where it's Rosh Chodesh is on Sunday, right? So how do you go ahead and do and eat at both times? Maybe you're chayiv in both. So let's see what he says. Lamed Beis, the Azlina, right? You go after when the Suda started. Since it started with Shabbos, so you have to mention Shabbos. V'alkinafil nimshok z'man rabbi leilu nivko chiyuv. Your chiyuv to mention Shabbos and benching has not disappeared. Because v'achron dimis fal ma'ir of kodem berachas hamazon shuvein amaskir shal Shabbos berachas hamazon demechzi kesisrei ha'adadi. Right, so that's again a classic situation that if you daven ma'ir first, you do not say ritzei anymore. Right, and that's what I tell everybody by Purim. Right, if you get caught and you have to, and you're davening Meir because somebody knocks on your door and they need two guys for a Meirvin, you're still in the middle of your Suda, well, you're going to lose your Al Hanisim if you do that, right? Because once you daven Meir, you're saying it's the next day, you can't go back and say it's Shabbos, it's, you know, Rosh Chodesh, it's Purim. And actually, I had this question one time where someone, well, we'll see with this question, he doesn't raise it here. Right. The question is more. Let's say.
I never understood how that works with Rosh Chodesh when it's on Shabbos.
Okay, we're going to get to that shortly, but here the question is okay. So he says if you daven Ma'ariv, right, you're done with Ritzei. What about if you said Baruch Hamavdil? Right, is that enough? So that was a question that I had one time. Right. Hold on. Let me see if he brings it down here. If he brings it down over there in Hilchos Shabbos. Second. Nope, he doesn't mention here. So I think it's different opinions, right? If you just say Baruch Hamavdil, is that enough to cut you off from Shabbos? Right? So that, we'll see. We'll see if we get to Hilchos Shabbos, right? Where that's discussed. But it, certainly if you say Ritzei, right, it is too late. I mean, if you daven Meir, but it's too late. Okay, now he says in Lama Gimel Basra Chalas Asuda, right? So he says Lufikach Afim Chal Rosh Chodesh Matzoi Shabbos, right? So here's the case that Dave was asking about. Rosh Chodesh is Matzoi Shabbos. So in the Aguda, the rabbi always makes an announcement. Everybody.
I'm sorry, I was asking the other way. Let's see, Friday evening.
Hey, Rosh Chodesh was Friday.
No. Rosh Chodesh starts Friday night.
Right.
And you start early Shabbos.
Yeah, that's not a problem. And would you bench? You would bench also, right? We'll see about that also. But here we have, it's a different case where you're going to have conflicting issues, right? Because if you go ahead, right, and you're eating, you know, before Shkia, so it's Shabbos, you have to mention Shabbos, and then you're eating after Tzeis, and you have to mention Rosh Chodesh, right? Because you're eating during Rosh Chodesh, right? So now, the rabbi says, by Shkia to stop eating, don't eat a kezias of bread at that point, right? Not sure that the Mishnah would agree that has to be stopped at Shkia, right? But okay, so this is what he says. Yaskir b'berachas hamazon shel Shabbos levad v'lo shel Rosh Chodesh. So the first opinion he brings down is you only mention Shabbos, don't mention Rosh Chodesh. You start, because again, the Shulchan Aruch Lashon is you go after the start. V'davka shegomer sudos bo jom. But now he says, only if you finish the meal. Right, but now that you ate also at night bread, right, you ate a kezias, you can't do them both, right? By definition, Shabbos is on one day and Rosh Chodesh is the next day. And then 1 second later, it's a Sunday, right? So he says, im kain mutov Lahasker shel Rosh Chodesh, zeh yesh chiyuv l'kul yalma. Everyone agrees if you're eating on Rosh Chodesh, you should mention Rosh Chodesh. Mashein kein behaskara Shabbos yesh plukta ben rishon mim chayv lahasker klal. Kishmavarach motzi Shabbos. There are a lot of shitas that hold that you're never going to mention Shabbos if you're benching after Shabbos is over. V'yavtanon paskin kain b'shulchan aruch lezin b'osr mikar. Here we know paskin that it goes after the beginning. V'chayv lahasker shel Shabbos motzi Shabbos. And you have to mention Shabbos on Motzi Shabbos. Mikol Malkam Kan Shehu Malkam Hadchak Mutov Shiyidcha Haskar Shabbos Nehaskar Rosh Chodesh Duchiv Kol Yama. So now you're stuck. So we're gonna go with the sheets that hold that you don't need to mention Shabbos because you don't mention Shabbos when Shabbos is over, and everyone agrees that you ate during Rosh Chodesh. You have to mention Rosh Chodesh. Now, so that's what he says about Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. So right now, and that's why the rabbi says don't get involved in this shaila. Right, you're gonna possibly lose your ritzei. So then he says, "Alchein, but Motzoi Shabbos of Chanukah Purim." Right. So on Motzoi Shabbos of Chanukah and Purim. Right. So now you're benching Shabbos, right? And Purim is officially started. Feeling gomer sudasa belayla in a mask or shchanukah Purim actual tzavad. So then we're not going to throw in alanisim at that point. Even the belav hachi as karam ena mor dechanukah Purim eno ela rishus. Right, mentioning alanisim is only rishus. Kanabasim kupay zayin sifdalad. Kain kozmak and vrom yod har bachronim. Now here he comes with another thing. V'yeshom diim chal yom tov or rosh cholish motzoi shabbos yaskir retzev gam yalav yovel. You should mention both. We take both into account, and even though velo kabdina madinir kasos madari, the fact that it's a contradictory is not our concern. The beritzei nischayev yishah sheischlas to the biyom, because you're chayev beritzei as soon as you start eating. And if you continue on and you didn't bench yet, so you have a Shabbos, a Rosh Chodesh issue now. Right? So therefore, you have this Yehi Shomrim here. So it's a big shiloh what to do, and the rabbi tries to avoid it. Like I said, I don't know that Shki is your official cutoff according to everybody. According to the rabbi, it is, who goes like the Gra. So therefore he makes that announcement to not, and if you eat less than a kezias, obviously that's not enough to require, you know, mention of Yalav Yavo after Shki or after Tzeis or whatever, because you wouldn't eat the bench for less than a kezias. So if you just space
it. Can I ask a question one more time?
Yeah.
So it's Friday night, and you're starting Shabbos early. This is, let's do Shemoneh Esrei instead of eating.
Right.
You're davening Shemoneh Esrei and you're saying Ritzei, and it's going to, Friday night starts Rosh Chodesh.
Right, you're going to say Yalav Yavo also.
Even if it's not Rosh Chodesh yet.
Even though, right, so that's, right, and even if it's not, let's say it's, you're davening at the Avos Plag Minyan on Rosh Chodesh, right, first, right. You know, you're still going to say, right, that Meirv takes on the Rosh Chodesh. It's kind of an interesting thing because, you know, I always wondered, you know, let's say someone has Yahrzeit on Friday night and he goes to an early minyan. So
I was told not to.
Right. So, but there are those who are not bothered by that. It says it's Shabbos and Yahrzeit's on Shabbos, so it's okay. So
what about during the week?
Again, during the same thing. It's the person, again, should try to not taken Davin early if he has Yahrzeit, but you know, you would, well, if he does, he would say Kaddish.
Mine was the opposite of it because I'm fasting, so I was suggested to keep the, you know, stay, make late Shabbos so you can hold the fast till the
end. Okay, that's also a complicated piece which we'll talk about. Okay, let's see the next parallel. Next Mishnah Berurah Hood in the Rosh Chodesh, right? Ratzlam Adim Ochel Mehem Vin Bahem in the Sacher Berchas Amazon at Erev, and benching took place later. You go after the beginning. Right? Again, if you dive in Meirv, you're going to cut off whatever you could have said in benching, that because of the, from when you started the Suda, Meirv will cut it off. Right? Again, we'll see later on about Atachan Antanu, where that cuts it off. Okay, let's see. There's one Biralacha, then we'll stop. Okay, Masker Shal Shabbos, Bibirchas Amazon, back bottom of 186. I am Mishnah Berurah. If you forgot to say, now it's, I guess you're benching, it's after Shabbos is over, forgot to say Ritzei, right? Do you say you're compensatory? Nearly Shein Bevarach Hashir Nosan, Mashkazam Magam Sim Reisha and Afsukot Yadal Ayin Sham, the Gam Machabar Sim Zesh, Shapos Kazin Boshos Halsasu, the Gam Kin Spooky Misapkele. Right. Again, we said that the shita that says that you go bust at the beginning of the Suda is not so established. Not everyone agrees with that. So therefore, if you're benching, it's after Tzeis, and you forgot to say Ritzei, but you remembered before the fourth bracha, you go ahead and you don't do the compensatory at that point for Shabbos. So b'vadein levarach misavik shum bracha b'shem machos. Right. We're not going to tell you to add another bracha at that point because it's not even so clear that you're supposed to mention Ritzei. Right, but those who hold that for Shal Shodesh and Rosh Chodesh, you never say, right? Remember, the Lashon Shulchan Aruch was you don't say Hashem's name at all. You're not saying Shem Malchus, and okay, so throw it in if you forgot Ritzei and it's after dark. Okay, we are going to stop here. We are going to be on Zoom at, we'll say, 11 o'clock tomorrow night.
Okay,
everybody have a good Shabbos. We're on the way to Lakewood.
Huh.
Yeah. Where? We are going to somewhere near Westgate. My sister was making an ufruf.
Okay, very nice.
So,
we're actually having Shani and Uri this week.
Next week?
No, this week.
Oh, this week. Ah, okay. Well, we'll miss them, unfortunately.
And they cross paths.
Okay. Yeah, we'll look on the other side. Okay. Have a good Shabbos. Okay. Send them my best.
All right. Good Shabbos.
Okay. Shabbos.
Goodbye.
Everybody look out.
Okay, now it is time for do this right there. Yum, yum. Yum, 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 yum.
Ellie has some cupcakes if you want.
Well, the cupcakes are finished next.
Cupcakes are finished?
Yeah.
Who ate them?
You
know
what? Okay.
Well, it was the third one. I gave you the third one.
Actually, there's a fourth one. There's the Moshe, third night, and four left. And then the con. Oh, wait.
Voxel. Oh, wow.